Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Japanese Candlestick Charting Techniques, second edition by Steve Nyson, is a foundational guide to one of the most widely used visual methods for reading price action in financial markets. Nyson is credited with introducing candlestick analysis to many Western traders, and this edition presents candlesticks as both a standalone language of market psychology and a practical complement to Western technical analysis. The book explains how a single candle can summarize the battle between buyers and sellers, and how multi-candle patterns can hint at shifts in momentum, trend exhaustion, or continuation. Beyond pattern recognition, it emphasizes context, confirmation, and disciplined decision-making so readers do not treat candles as magic signals. Covering concepts such as support and resistance, trend analysis, gaps, and risk control, the book aims to help traders translate chart structure into actionable trade planning across stocks, futures, forex, and other liquid markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, candlesticks as a visual language of market psychology. A core theme is that candlesticks compress the struggle between supply and demand into an easily interpreted picture. The book breaks down how the open, high, low, and close form candle bodies and shadows, and why those shapes matter. Long bodies can reflect strong conviction, while small bodies may signal indecision. Long upper or lower shadows often suggest rejection of higher or lower prices, turning a simple bar of data into a story about failed advances, failed sell-offs, or late session reversals. This psychological framing helps readers move beyond memorizing names and instead interpret what participants likely did during the session. The second edition treatment also encourages readers to compare the current candle to recent candles, since relative size and placement frequently determine meaning. A small real body after a series of strong candles carries a different implication than the same small body inside a choppy range. By connecting patterns to crowd behavior, the approach helps traders develop chart literacy that can be applied across timeframes, from intraday moves to longer-term swings, without relying on any single indicator as a crutch. Secondly, single and multi-candle patterns, and what they typically signal, the book organizes candlestick signals into recognizable structures, starting with single-candle ideas and building toward multi-candle formations. Readers learn how certain shapes often appear near turning points, such as candles that show strong rejection after a directional push, as well as patterns that hint at continuation when buyers or sellers maintain control. Multi-candle combinations are presented as evolving sequences, where the relationship between consecutive opens and closes can suggest shifts in dominance. The practical value is not just identifying a formation, but assessing whether the surrounding trend makes a reversal interpretation plausible or whether the same pattern should be treated cautiously inside a range. The book underscores that candlesticks are probabilities, not guarantees, and that traders should avoid acting on pattern names alone. It also highlights that similar-looking patterns can have different implications depending on volatility and recent price travel. By teaching how to read the progression of candles, the text encourages traders to think in terms of pressure, response, and follow-through, which is essential for timing entries and exits more precisely than with many lagging tools. Thirdly, using candlesticks with Western technical tools for confirmation, a major strength of the work is its integration of candlesticks with familiar Western techniques. Candlestick signals become more robust when they align with trend lines, moving averages, chart patterns, or key support and resistance levels. For example, a reversal-style candle occurring at a well-defined prior low, a Fibonacci area, or a major moving average can carry more weight than the same candle in the middle of nowhere. The book teaches readers to look for confluence rather than chasing every pattern, and to treat candles as timing and risk placement tools within a broader plan. It also covers how classical concepts like gaps, breakouts, and congestion zones can be evaluated through candlestick behavior to gauge the quality of the move. This blending helps reduce false signals because it encourages waiting for the market to show agreement across multiple perspectives. The reader comes away with a framework where candlesticks sharpen entries and exits, while Western tools provide structure and context. In practice, this can lead to clearer trade hypotheses, better defined invalidation points, and fewer impulsive decisions driven by a single chart feature. Fourthly, trend, range, and context, where candlestick signals work best. Candlestick patterns do not have universal meaning without context, and the book repeatedly returns to the importance of where a signal appears. In a strong trend, many reversal-looking candles can fail because momentum persists, while in a mature trend with slowing progress, the same candle might be an early warning. The text encourages mapping the market structure first by identifying whether price is trending, consolidating, or transitioning. Within ranges, candles often reveal who is defending boundaries and whether attempts to break out are being rejected or accepted. Around inflection zones, candles can help readers detect loss of control, such as when aggressive pushes are met with swift counterpressure. The book also emphasizes using nearby levels to define risk, since context determines where a trade idea is proven wrong. This topic teaches traders to stop treating charts as pattern catalogs and instead evaluate the environment that gives a pattern its edge. By focusing on trend stage, volatility, and proximity to meaningful levels, readers can filter signals, improve timing, and avoid overtrading low-quality setups that look attractive only in isolation. Lastly, risk management and practical trade planning with candlestick signals. While candlesticks are often marketed as entry triggers, the book frames them as tools for building complete trade plans. A candle formation can suggest a thesis, but the trader still needs an entry approach, a protective stop location, and a target or exit rule. Candles can help with all three because their highs, lows, and closes create logical reference points for invalidation. The book advocates confirmation and disciplined execution, which can mean waiting for follow-through or using additional evidence before committing capital. It also addresses that patterns can fail, so position sizing and risk limits matter more than any single signal. Candlesticks can help traders manage trades by indicating momentum changes, stalling, or rejection near objectives, supporting more informed scaling or exit decisions. This practical orientation is valuable because it moves the reader from recognition to application. Rather than encouraging prediction, the approach encourages conditional thinking. If price behaves in a certain way after a pattern appears, the trade thesis remains viable, and if it does not, the trader exits efficiently. This mindset can reduce emotional decision-making and improve consistency over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for traders and investors who want to read price action more clearly, including beginners building a charting foundation and experienced market participants seeking better timing and context. It can benefit a reader's life by improving decision-making under uncertainty. Candlesticks train you to observe evidence, wait for confirmation, define what would invalidate your idea, and manage risk rather than chase certainty. Those habits translate into calmer execution and fewer impulsive trades, which can protect both capital and confidence. Compared to many similar technical analysis titles, this work stands out because it connects candlestick shapes to market psychology and then shows how to integrate them with Western tools like support and resistance, trend analysis, and classical chart concepts. That integration makes the material more practical than pattern-only guides, and it helps readers avoid the trap of treating candles as standalone buy and sell commands. If you are looking for a respected reference that can serve as a long-term desk companion and a framework for filtering signals across markets and timeframes, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Steve Nyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!